Good day, good day, good day, good day. I want to welcome you to another Holistic Life podcast. We are still in our Holy Spirit series, and we are broadcasting live from the Columbus, Ohio region. I am super excited. After taking a little bit of a sabbatical, some time off, some time to recuperate, and to be refreshed and restored. And I thought, what better way to come back with our Holy Spirit series than to bring a dear friend, a dear sister of mine that I've had the opportunity and the privilege to meet via Facebook. And she is going to be here today. I am getting ready to load her up and bring her into the broadcast. I would ask that if you are here, if you would just take a moment to please go ahead and to like and to share our stream on today, because we are going to have a time. We are in for a treat. We are excited. I want to welcome Ms. Brenda Nash to the Holistic Life podcast, and specifically here to the Holy Spirit series. And let me just give a little bit of her bio as we are waiting for you all to come in. But she is a wife. She is a mother. She is a glamma. She's a prophet, a teacher, a speaker. She's a pastoral counselor, and she is the author of her book, Holy Spirit Speaks, 50 Days to Hearing the Voice of God Workbook. She is accomplished a PhD in clinical Christian counseling and is the founder and owner of a spirit-led prophetic counseling ministry named Restored by the Well. Brenda is passionate about empowering people with hope, healing, restoration, peace, purpose, and potential. There is nothing more gratifying than being a conduit for Jesus in every life-changing transformation or encounter with Him. So welcome, 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 Brenda, Dr. Brenda, Dr. Nash. Welcome here to the Holistic Life podcast, and specifically to the Holy Spirit series.
Thank you so much, Apostle Shelby. I am so honored to be invited to this broadcast today. I'm excited to see what the Lord is gonna say through us today. And I can already feel the bubbling of His presence. I can already feel the excitement. And so thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, you are so welcome. You know, when I was thinking about where I was going to go next in this series, talking about Holy Spirit, He immediately brought you to my spirit. And I thought, yes, she would be the perfect person. And so I was so glad that you were able to block some time out of your schedule to be here on today. And I do have her book here. We are going to be scrolling her website so that you have the opportunity to purchase her book. One of the things that's really exciting about our connection is that you were really the first. You were my first international book sale for my book, Think Like a Champion. And yeah. So I just thought that was just such an honor to me. I was like, wow, like my book is going all the way to Canada, you know. And so it just from that, and just from following each other in our interactions that we've had, you know, there really is a kindred spirit that is here among us. And I'm excited because you have a testimony and a story to tell about your journey and how just this development of God birthing Holy Spirit Speaks, this workbook into existence. And so just tell me a little bit, just what was the inspiration for writing the workbook?
The inspiration really was a lifetime journey of my own walk with the Lord. Actually, it started that way where I just began journaling how to hear His voice and just navigating my way through this new relationship, because I wasn't always a Christian. And I knew there was a God, but I was searching many different places, many different religions, many different faiths. And so when I became born again, when the Lord got a hold of my heart, when he saved me miraculously on that Paul to the on the road Damascus experience, that's what I call it.
Yes.
After that, it was my own journey. And as I became a pastoral counselor, I quickly learned that the body of Christ was in dire need for a workbook, something that was applicable, something that they had questions to ponder, prayers to pray, testimonies to receive. And so that is actually how the book started.
And I can certainly agree with that, because when I've talked about writing for so long, you know, I thought it was going to be something else, but mine was a workbook. So I do understand like the importance and the significance of actually having tools that people can really use to apply the word, a place that becomes like their secret place and their secret space, you know, with God and with Holy Spirit. And so I certainly understand the need, because as you said, the need is great, and there really aren't a whole lot of those tools that are out there and that are available, you know, for the body of Christ. And so that's phenomenal. So we know that the key to the book, or the main message, is about hearing the voice of God. What was that journey like for you, even in putting the book together and compiling things together from your life journey?
Really, the journey was about, one of the key things Holy Spirit said is, I want my people to know me intimately and to know that I am a God that loves them, that it's about a relationship. It's like a dance. He showed me this picture of him and I dancing, and he was leading, and it just became natural. It was a flow where he and I just began to flow, and I would see this. And right in the very beginning chapters, again, when I began writing the book, the Lord showed me that picture, and his large hands when he picked Adam up and he brought Adam to his face and he blew in Adam's face. And again, it was another picture of such intimacy that God wanted to pour his own spirit into Adam. And he brought him close to his face. So it was face to face that he received the Holy Spirit. Yes. And so it was really exciting to me, because I truly desire to see the body of Christ well, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And I know that that begins by having an intimate relationship with a God who loves us and who desires to communicate with us. It's an active relationship. It's intentional.
Yes. Yes. I like that, because that intimacy is so very, so very important. And one of the things that I was thinking about as you were speaking, you know, when it comes to the intimacy and getting people to understand that it's not about the rules and the things like that, that many may have come to and encounter, but that there is something that is so freeing and so liberating in the intimacy of our relationship with Holy Spirit. And one of the things I say, Holy Spirit is like one of the least mentioned, the least used, like Holy Spirit was sent here for us to lead us into all truth, and not just spiritual truths, but the truth about anything that you desire and that you need in life. And so having a tool like this workbook to walk people through and walk them through the word is so, I think it's just so, so very phenomenal. I actually want to take a look at one of your, well, let me ask you this first, because I have what was kind of like my, I don't want to call it necessarily an aha moment, but we're always learning, you know, we're always growing in the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. But what would you say is your favorite chapter, or what was your most impactful chapter, you know, to you in your workbook?
There's so many to choose from, but I've always been drawn to wisdom. When I was first saved, I asked the Lord, I was like Solomon when I was reading the story, and I read Solomon's prayer, and that was my heart too. I just said, Lord, I so desire wisdom. And so when the Lord began downloading to me what he wanted in the chapter about his wisdom is far above our own wisdom, it supersedes our wisdom. And when he began taking me through the word of God and showing me that his wisdom is often illogical, and that's why it takes a measure of faith, right? The wisdom from above, we need that measure of faith in order to step out. And so it was completely illogical with David and Goliath. It was completely illogical with the fishermen when they were fishing all night and didn't catch anything. And Jesus said, you know, cast your net on the other side. And they said, oh, but Lord, we've been fishing all night. But at your word, they said, right? And they did it. They obeyed. That was the faith in the wisdom of God. And it says that they caught more than enough. And so I got so excited when the Lord literally took me through the word of God and showed me how illogical his wisdom can be.
That is so very good, because it's so needed, especially now where we are challenged with our faith if we don't keep our eyes focused on God and on what he is saying and what he is showing us. And so having that faith in the wisdom that we know that his kingdom is inverted. So things may look one way, but when we get the opportunity to really step into it and sit into it and put on the wisdom of God and to begin to see life from his perspective, you know, that is just so very, so very freeing. So very freeing. I want to talk a little bit about your day 11. And so her book is actually set up. There are 50 days, but it is broken down into 10 different lessons. So in each lesson, I believe that there are one, two, in each lesson, there are 5 different days that are actually in a lesson. And so I wanted to take a look at your day number 11. God speaks through the Holy Spirit and that inner witness, the inner witness, and how just open that up a little bit for us. About the inner witness, because if we never needed the inner witness before, we need it today.
Absolutely. We do. The inward witness is when we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And it often, you know, I use the analogy in my book about a red flag or a green flag, right? Mm-hmm. Because we all understand that analogy. And there's a witness on the inside of us, because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth.
Yes.
And when we hear the truth, there's this inward witness on the inside of us. Now, our soul might have to come into alignment with the inner witness, because if the soul and the spirit are they're not in alignment, then that's where we can get double-mindedness. And this is where we have to learn to lay down our own logic and reason and hear the inner witness on the inside. So it doesn't come from up above. It's not an audible voice. In fact, it doesn't necessarily even have have to be a voice, but mm-hmm. it's that witness on the inside that is either like green go or red stop. And you may not understand it. And it's there again to, I think, you know, to encourage us to draw closer to the Lord, to press in and to say, Lord, what am I sensing right now? What is this witness on the inside of me? And begin to press into the Lord so that he can expand the knowledge of what he's sensing on the inside of you.
That is so good. So the inner witness brings expansion mm-hmm. of who God is. Mm-hmm. That is so good. Because we desire, we need that. We need that. And I love the example that you use about green go and red stop, because I don't know about anybody else. I know when I get that check of no, don't do that. No, don't you say that. Or yeah, that's when I feel his hand pressing in my back. I need for you to release this. So we know exactly what that is. We can try to act like we don't. Well, I don't know. Oh, no, we really know. We just need to come and bring our inner witness into alignment to what it is that we are supposed to be doing, whether it's supposed to be green, though, or whether it's supposed to be red. Stop. That is so weird. That is so good. Yes, go ahead.
Absolutely. And I think too that what it also does is it causes us to stop. I mean, if we're willing, you know, the word of God says mm-hmm. to be still and know that I am God. And so in the stillness, again, we can say, okay, God, what is that red light? Or what is that? What am I sensing? And again, it's an invitation for us to draw near to the Father.
Invitation. Oh, it's nothing like being invited into his presence, into his secret chambers with him. You know, I don't know what people be thinking. I mean, I know that I can't live without him.
Me too.
And I love to be invited into those times where he wants to speak, where we get to hear what is on his heart. Like, that is just so meaningful and so priceless to us. My goodness. I want to go back to one of our other questions here that I had, is what is your desire when you place your book into the hands of another individual? What is your desire for them when they receive it?
My desire is for them to know that they can hear the voice of God. They can be intimate with him, that he loves them. Again, I, as a pastoral counselor and as someone who, you know, ministers to women and men and marriages, I think we often compare ourselves to the way so-and-so hears God. And oftentimes we're looking for the big bang of God, right? Whether it's the visions or whether it's the dreams or whether it's like a nabi prophet. And it can be discouraging for a lot of people who may not hear God in that way. And so my heart's desire was to really share the beauty in the many ways that God speaks, in the many ways that he has established our hearing ears as individuals to be unique. And there are so many ways that God speaks, and oftentimes people may not be aware that they are actually hearing God, but mm-hmm. they didn't recognize that it was he who was speaking, because they were maybe thinking, well, I didn't get a vision, or I didn't get a picture, or I don't see anything in the sunset. And so really just my heart is so that people will begin to embrace their uniqueness and the way mm-hmm. that God has established their hearing ear to hear them. And because our God, our Holy Spirit, he longs to love, to guide, to lead, to instruct, to comfort, to care, to provide, and to counsel us. Yeah. And so we need to know, how did God create me to hear him? Mm. How do I see God? How do I sense God? How do I know that his presence is near? So that was my heart, because to live an abundant life, one must first hear the voice of God. And in order to hear the voice of God, you must first know how God created your hearing ear.
Oh, that is so good. Wow. So we have to know the anatomy. I'm sorry, that's just how things come to me as a massage therapist. But there is the anatomy of hearing the voice of God that is almost even just like a fingerprint that is unique to me, that is unique to you. Oh, that is so good.
Yes, yes. Now, that's not to say that in different season, God trains our hearing ear to hear him differently, to know him differently. Mm-hmm. Because again, God is always, he's like that mother hen, right? He's constantly drawing us closer, and he doesn't want us getting too comfortable in the way that we hear him, because he wants to develop our senses, our spiritual senses, and he wants to increase and heighten them so that we can go into these spiritual dimension, especially with the chaos that can go on around us. He wants us, again, like the eagle, where our eyes are focused on him. And in that, he may say, okay, I am going to train you to hear me differently. And it may feel like God is hiding, but he could just be drawing us closer so that we can learn a new way how to hear the Lord.
Yes, yes. I definitely am familiar with that, because it's like sometimes you're like, okay, I'm not hearing you, God. Where are you? And he's like, just come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Don't go. Don't run away from me. But draw, like you said, draw near to me. Oh, amen. My goodness. I love that. I love that. We do have a question in the chat, and it says that, how did God create your hearing ear?
My hearing ear is, I'm a seer, actually. I both see and hear, actually. I get a lot of pictures. I get a lot of visions. I get a lot of images. But he can also download to me. So there, oftentimes I just receive a download and I write what I'm hearing him say. And so for me, that's how God created my hearing ear. And it was learned. I had to learn it, because I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it was. And so there was a training period where I had to develop it.
Yes, that is so good. So can you, from your own experience of understanding how God created your hearing ear, can you describe or give encouragement to those that are in a learning process that maybe think that they're not, that they're not hearing, but in reality, they're just in process?
Right. Yes, absolutely. The best way that I really feel that is one of the key ways that God develops our hearing ear is actually to stop talking. We often think of prayer as we do all the talking. But if we can actually stop talking and listen, and maybe just ask God a question and then listen, which is what I've developed in the book. You will notice that I have a pray and listen section after each chapter. So we're going to pray, and then I really encourage my readers to just listen. And once you listen, write down what you hear. And once you write down what you hear, especially if you're learning right in the beginning, take it to someone who you know is seasoned in hearing the word of God, or take it to your pastor, take it to a friend and say, hey, this is what I heard. Does it sound like God?
That is so good. And that even will even sometimes take the anxiousness sometimes that people may have when they hear. Because just because he may speak it to you, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily for you to even release it then. So that's like a whole nother part of the training process of how he trains us, you know, to interact with him. But that is, you are absolutely correct in that we sometimes talk too much and we're not comfortable in the silence in order to have our ear to be able to listen what it is and to detect the frequency, you know, of heaven and what is being said. So I do, absolutely love the way that you have this, your workbook laid out, you know, with the scripture, you know, the word is here. You have the time of reflection because we do need to take the time to reflect. What's the importance of reflection before praying and then listening?
Oftentimes we can gain knowledge and we can read things and we have all of this knowledge, but it can go in one ear and out the other. And so my reflection, the purpose, the goal, the objective was to allow the readers through some of these questions to begin processing, because we need a time of processing from the head to the heart. There's a discrepancy of process that needs to take place. It's even in our walk with the Lord, right? And so we need to be able to process what we just read. And that way, once we process it, then we might go, oh, and that is like, you know, a catapult into prayer, because now I have something that I can jump into with prayer. And so that was actually the purpose for the reflection before the prayer.
Mm-hmm. That is so good, because we do need to understand that. I mean, it really is. It all is a process. Everything about it is a process, coming into the fullness of it, you know, going from glory to glory, faith to faith. It's a process. And sometimes we don't like the process because we don't like change.
Absolutely.
Can be very difficult for us. So I absolutely love that. I want to kind of make a little pivot here and just talk a little bit about the prophetic and what it is that, especially in this season, how Holy Spirit has been speaking to you and leading you in this journey, and also just with also with your practice as well. I also want to make sure that I talk a little bit about your counseling ministry as well.
The prophetic right now is so important. People need hope. They need encouragement. They need to be edified. They need to be comforted. Holy Spirit, he's El Roy. He's the God who sees. He's the God who knows all things. He is the well of the one who lives and sees. And so when we can be like John and rest our head on the bosom of our Father to hear the heartbeat for other people and be that conduit that breathes life into people, you know, it's like dry bones start receiving the breath of God. And so the prophetic is very, it's important. And I think we need to also find that balance as well, that we're also grounded in the Word of God. We need to be grounded in Scripture. We need to be grounded in the character and nature of our God, so that when we're His voice, we are as and His messenger, we want to make sure that our own filter isn't coming through.
Oh, let's talk about the filters. My God. Wow. How does Holy Spirit assist us with managing our filters?
One of the key things that I love to teach people is I often will talk about emotions, that our emotions can be a barometer to what it is that we're thinking. Right? The painful ones are bad, or they are wrong, and we're constantly constantly told, don't be led by your emotions. And I agree with that, but I would like to reframe that, because our emotions, especially the painful ones, you will never hear me call them negative, because as soon as you call painful emotions negative, that implies that they're wrong. And if they're wrong, that means it's bad. And if it's bad, then I'm bad for feeling them. And so But what I use is let them be a barometer. So if you're angry, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling anxious, that is not the time to release a word. If you're feeling broken, if you're feeling hurt, if you're feeling any kind of painful emotion, that is not the time to be releasing a word. That is the time where we go like Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing. Now, that scripture is not telling us that God is rebuking us for being anxious. He's saying no. And then he gives us the keys of how to deal with our anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. So we submit into his presence and we begin to share with the Lord what we're anxious about. And we talk about it to him. So we literally cleanse. It's like a pipe, right? We have our emotions can be like a pipe. And so we need to clean out that pipe with the Lord first so that he can come, he can heal, he can comfort, he can speak into our heart. And then we can go, and then our filter is more clear. We have clarity.
Yes, yes. Oh, that is so good. My goodness. This is something that needs to be shouted from the rooftops, literally, because you can tell because spirit recognizes spirit. And we can tell when things are released and where your emotions are just leading that. Because we have not allowed for the cleansing, that time of sitting, that time of not being anxious, because I just gotta say it. Listen, sometimes if it's just like that, sometimes that's not, it's just like you said, that's not the time to say, because what are you being led by?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The word of God says you will know a tree by its fruit. And the Holy Spirit's fruit, of course, it lays first on love. It's like a curtain rod, right? Love is the first one and the rest of the fruit kind of hang on that. And peace is one of them. It's the word of God says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Another translation says, let the peace of God be your umpire. And so we want to stay and sit and rest or occupy the space of the fruit of the Spirit before we release that prophetic word.
I love the symbolism in the picture. Let the peace of God be my umpire. Let the peace of God be my umpire. Amen. That is so good. Oh, this is so much needed. Oh my goodness. And I love the depiction about the fruit of the Spirit and the love being the rod or the curtain, that rod in which all of the others hang on. And I always tell people it's not fruits. Is fruit. It's all one.
Amen.
It's all one fruit. Amen. And so and he is growing us in every single last one of those. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. How do you integrate? I want to talk a little bit about your practice. How do you integrate some of the things that that you have learned just in your journey and in your training? How do you integrate that into your counseling ministry?
Well, first, I do have a team of people that pray. The Lord has brought a team of 13 people that are constantly bathing the ministry, my family, and all of my clients in prayer. And of course, everything is kept confidential, so they do not get any names, but they do pray about issues. And so, first of all, everything is bathed in prayer. And then I also pray. The Word of God says in Proverbs that When we commit our plans to the Lord, then He will direct our steps. And so I always prepare my clients' files, and I always review them, and I always pray over them, and I always seek the Lord. But then I always commit them into the hands of the Lord, and I have my ear to His voice when I'm counseling them. And so sometimes I will watch that I've prepared one way, and God takes us on a completely different path because He has insight. He has insight that I don't have, and His wisdom supersedes human wisdom. And so sometimes I have to lay that down, and I have to, by faith, follow what He's leading. And so whether it leads us into inner healing, whether it leads us into scripture, whether it leads us into an analogy or a testimony of mine that I need to share with my clients at that particular time, whether He shows me a picture, whatever that is, it's just being faithful to the voice of the Lord, but then also being humble and saying to my clients, you know, if this does not resonate with you, then that's okay. You know what? You can shelf it, and you can pray over it. You can do what you like with it. And so it's actually a really fun journey to be on.
Yes, I can definitely relate to that, you know, especially, you know, when I'm counseling and, you know, doing the same thing, just like listening intently to what it is that, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we doing today? What are we doing? Okay. Oh, or like midstream, it's like, you know, this is what I need you to do. And it always ends up being exactly what they need. And so I believe that that is the blessing and the benefit that we receive from Christian counseling.
Amen.
It just really is. It's such a blessing and a benefit. Anything else? I told our listeners from the beginning that you are from, am I pronouncing it correctly? Toulon?
Toulon, yep.
Toulon,
Manitoba.
Yeah. Manitoba. And that's in Canada.
Yes.
What is your favorite spot to visit? I've seen some of your pictures, and I want to just come and crash one of your weekends at you guys' getaway. But what's your favorite spot?
Oh, Shelby, I would love to have you one of these days. But you're right. I mean, one of my favorite spots is our seasonal site that we have at beautiful Lee River. It's a beautiful, beautiful lake. And we go out there with our pontoon boat, and we bring family out there. We bring friends out there. It's a place to fellowship. It's a place to gather. It's a place to create memories. It's a place to relax in the presence of God. The other day, we saw this beautiful, majestic eagle, and we kind of followed it with our boat, and he perched himself on the tree, and he had his wings out, and he was just looking at us, and it was just stunning, you know, being able to be so close to nature like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Goodness. Yes. I'm going to, as soon as things open up, I'm going to have to make a plan to come and do a little bit of retreating. And come and pay you a visit, because I love the nature, you know, I love the outside, and just seeing the enjoyment that you have, you know, when you're in that place, in that space, and, you know, being with your family and with your friends is pretty phenomenal. I want to piggyback to something that we said before, because I don't want to gloss over it, but having a team of intercessors to pray for you is so very critical, especially in the line of work that we do. It's so very important, because there is just so much that people are dealing with, and we never want to leave ourselves open, or, you know, doors open, and just, we don't want any access. And so I meant to say that before I moved on, that is so very critical when you are working in this line of work with individuals. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that, Shelby, if you don't mind me sharing, that brings me to something that was on my heart earlier too, when we were talking about the fruit. Again, another part of the deep desire and the purpose for writing this book is because I really wanted to empower people to know the difference between their voice, God's voice, and the enemy's voice. Because oftentimes we can be led by the enemy, and we don't even recognize it. And so being able to learn the distinction, you know, that I've included the chart on how you can really know, because just like the Holy Spirit has fruit, the enemy has fruit. And because we're born again, we desire the good things of God. And so if we're manifesting the fruit of the evil one, it's not us. It's the enemy, perhaps using our vulnerabilities or our weaknesses or just speaking to us. And so that was something else that I really want to encourage people to know, that your voice and your thoughts are not necessarily your own. Let me reframe that. The voices that you hear and the thoughts that you have may not be your own voice.
Right. And so many people don't have that understanding. And so that's why teaching on this is so very important. Teaching and understanding the knowledge of who God is, because that's the foundation. His knowledge, the knowledge of who God is, his nature, his character, because when you start off laying the foundation with truth, not about what isn't, not about what's false, because the false is always around us. But when you lay a foundation of truth in the life of a believer, there's going to be some, that Holy Spirit is going to be there. That's going to be like, I don't know about this. And when we begin to teach them and give them the tools that they need of being able to discern, you know, what is that process that you go through? What are the things that I do with my mind, with that, the stop and the go, you know, that helps me to make a decision. Okay. This is God. This is Satan. This is just me. So that is so very, so
right.
very good.
Right. And it's often looking back.
Say that again.
Right. It's often looking back. You know, sometimes we think, oh, we have these regrets. But the reality is that I always encourage my readers, take every regret as an opportunity to learn, to navigate your way through. Is this the looking back where we learn most?
So very true. That is so very, so very true. So as we get ready to wrap up, I thoroughly have enjoyed this. Are you working on anything presently that you would like to share with us?
Could you repeat the question? I think it kind of cut out for a sec.
Yeah. Are you working on anything presently that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Not at this time. I did create some small little PDF forms. Well, they're little pamphlets, I guess. One for anxiety, one for depression, and then for spirit, soul, and body care. And those you can find on my website for $4.99. But at this time, I'm just enjoying being a glamma. And enjoying my family and stepping into some of the other things that God has opened the door for me for. So not presently at this time.
Yes. I actually purchased those in, I actually do use those resources in my practice as part of, you know, clients, their homework and things that they have to do in between our sessions. And so they are definitely great tools and great resources. And so I do appreciate you, you know, for your obedience in you know, just continuing to provide the resources, because it's just needed. It is so needed. And we know that man is transformed and changed by the power of God.
Amen.
You know, it's not by the theories, even though we use the theories, you know, in order to do what we do. True change and transformation comes from and through the power of God and the word of God. And so I do salute you for continuing to provide those resources. So anything else that you would like to share with our listeners on today? I do have your website at the bottom. Go ahead.
I just want to encourage them to just continue to go deeper and deeper into the presence of the Lord. I really sense that, you know, we're coming into a season of the eagle. I'm carrying a word right now about the eagle. And if we just really study the eagle, we'll notice that he focuses. He's got his eyes focused and he rises above and uses the wind to his advantage. And so I just really feel, I just want to encourage the readers to just, you know, pray and ask God to increase your hearing ear and to heighten your spiritual senses, because he wants to take all of us to new heights in this season.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And I can say amen to that. That is definitely a confirming word, an encouraging word for us, you know, to hold on to and to maintain in the day and the time that we are living in. So this has been great. I am so glad that you were able to take time out of your schedule on today and to be with us on this morning. Again, this is Dr. Brenda Nash of Restored by the Well Christian Counseling. You can find her resources at her website, which is scrolling down at the bottom of the screen, and that's www.restoredbythewellchristiancounseling.com. Mm, so yes. Let us just close this time just with a word of prayer, and I will let you go ahead and lead us into that.
Absolutely. So I just want to thank you, Shelby, for having me here. I enjoyed our time together. It was such a fun and blessed time.
Amen. Amen.
So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have opened up. And, Father, I just pray for those that are listening right now, Lord God, that you would give them confirmation, that you would help them to develop their hearing ear, or that you would increase their hearing ear wherever they are in their journey with you and with Holy Spirit. I just pray that that dance would continue. I pray that that dance would be strengthened, Lord God. I just pray a blessing over every single one that is here. And I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to lead them and guide them and instruct them and counsel them and comfort them and meet them where they are at, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, just for Dr. Brenda being here on today again. I thank you, Father God, just for all, Lord, that you have placed inside of the well inside of her, oh God. I thank you, Father God, just for the testimony. I thank you, Father God, just for the life and the journey, oh God, Lord, that you have brought her to this time and place. I thank you, Father God, even for what you are doing, Lord, in the prophetic, in the seer realm, in her life, Father. I thank you, Father God, Lord, just for the acuity, Lord, of and the ability, Father God, to see at new heights, new dimensions, oh God, her ability, Father God, to hear, Lord, that she would hear fresh, new frequencies, Lord, from heaven, Lord, as you continue to speak to her, oh God, and those, Lord, that you have given her, Father God, that metron, oh God, to hear her voice. I thank you, Father God, Lord, that for just for what you are doing, Lord, in her ministry, in her family, Lord, for how you are growing and expanding her family, Lord. We speak, Lord, your blessings upon her husband, upon her children, her grandchildren, oh God, upon everything, Father God, that our hands shall touch, Father. We thank you, Lord, for increased multiplication. And we thank you, Father God, just for even more wisdom, Lord, that shall continue to flow out of her, Lord. Impartation, oh God, and just for the ministry of God of healing, deliverance, and counsel, wisdom, Lord, that you have given her. I thank you, Father God, for your seven spirits resting upon her and working in and through her, oh God. And we just honor you again just for our time together. And we give your name all of the glory. We give you all of the honor and we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen,
and amen. Amen.
All righty, my sister, thank you again so much just for accepting the invitation. And, you know, I don't know. I just may begin to take people through Holy Spirit Speaks, because he has not really given me anything else, you know, to really go into. And so I believe that we may be going through Holy Spirit Speaks.
Awesome. And doing
some things here with that. And so you can purchase this. Can they purchase this through your website?
They actually have to purchase it from Amazon, either Amazon.ca or Amazon.com.
Okay. Well, I will be sure to pop that into the chat and also into the Facebook post so that people can get that and order your book. It was a blessing to me, and I'm just grateful for your life and what all you have presented to us today. And so, again, thank you all for joining us. I am Apostle Shelby Frederick. This is the Holistic Life Podcast, and we are still in our Holy Spirit series. I pray that this was a blessing to you all and that we will catch you on the airways on next Tuesday, if the Lord says the same, at the same time. God bless you all. We shall talk to you soon. Bye-bye.